WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Walk a Mile in My Head is a new series of character sketches from San Francisco comic Jim Turner that he's now performing in New York. Our critic Laurie Stone caught Turner's show and has this review.
Jim Turner is 37, a tall, rangy actor with a mop of yellow hair and a resonant voice. He's known to MTV audiences as the brain-scrambled hippie relic Randy of the Redwoods, and he's been a member of the comedy troupe Duck's Breath Mystery Theater for 14 years. The quick change training graces his solo work. He glides among his incarnations, shedding layers of pants, adjusting his face from gee-whiz innocent to armored con man. Wherever he appears, you can bet there'll be some acrylic fur from hell, the kind of acid-colored shag a guy would use to line his 57 Chevy, his love grotto. Turner's landscape is strewn with pizza crusts and gin flasks. It's a world of stubble and unsettling smells on the fingers that can't quite be placed the next morning. His characters are depressives on the fringe of showbiz and the vain, cynical windbags to whom the despairing are ineluctably drawn. The character Tom E. Dell is a puppeteer who frequently loses his thread, but when he doesn't, he maneuvers a retinue of damaged and dyspeptic puppets. They seek out a wizard to whom they put the question, "When do we start feeling better about ourselves?" Their ineffectual, blunt guru declares that there is no cure for their pain. Another denizen, Chom Underhill, is, on the other hand, never at a loss for words. Decked out in spandex pants and a wig of flowing curls, he leads women in a training session designed to purge the masque-femme facade, as well as sell them vitamins.
And ladies, let me just say this about being your personal trainer. I am not here to be your best friend. I am not some kind of feel-good preacher. I am a scientist. A jogger and an ex-lawyer. And you are a pastiche. That's all I need to know. You are here because you know that the truth is a frown that sometimes hurts to wear. And over the next year of the personal training, I will be that hurting frown.
Walk a Mile in My Head grows funnier as it unfurls, each study enriching Turner's clowning. Like the most compelling foolery, that of Steve Martin and Richard Pryor, for instance, Turner's work arouses as much anxiety as it tames. Puppeteer Tom E. Dell crudely handles and sometimes even drops his puppets. His set evokes the nightmarishness of childhood, of being at the mercy of adult control, at the same time that it offers the horror show thrill of watching others suffer.
Hey, mister! You said that to me, I have to kill you now. Oh, what's your problem today, buddy? What's my problem? Yeah, right. Everybody thinks I got weird skin. Well, I don't. This is bubble wrap.
Turner stays clear of poignance, preferring thwacks in the gut, but his work remains human and funny because he deftly fleshes his creations. The character Grudge Hansen, a perennial wanderer and car culture maven, recites a jarring pseudo-beat poem called My Love is a Slow-Moving Vehicle. Turner doesn't mistake damage for courage or accomplishment. He fully inhabits his characters. There's no translating, no smirking, no patronizing. His hucksters, deadbeats, and failures at love and work aren't someone else.
Jim Turner is performing at Steve McGraw's in Manhattan through February 11th. Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic.